this year devoted specifically to Torah Ha'aretz on the Lord of Aninus. And before we start the new Ha'aretz, I have quite a few old Ha'aretz. So this is appropriate for today's year. Number one, I mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik, the Chron of the Rocha, said that in the first part that we learned this month, that his own name is not Noah Gavalusa Berega, because this is the Machla B'chagecha, and somehow Avelus and Regal is contradictory. So the Rav says the contradiction is not so much in the actions, which can be finessed, but rather in the state of mind or of heart. So when Michal Shom Yatotus Arosh, and at Yudal and Beis, Shibamatsa Menuda, we said that the reason why you can't have Avelus and Yantar at the same time, because Avelus requires a Minias Simcha, which could be understood as this idea of the frame of mind which Soloveitchik spoke about. Number one. Number two, I didn't mention it yesterday because I just didn't have the time, frankly. We ran a little late. But the Rav Svara, the two halachas, that you talk about Krishma Tfilah and Tfilah on one hand and Shamit on the other hand, so he's outdone by the Rabban Yon. Rabban Yon in Brachas has the suggestion that the Girsa of Mikal Mitzvah is eliminated. And in fact, the Ptur Onan is in fact limited to Krishma, Tfilah, and Tfilah, which would be only because of the special minyan of Kavana and Tirida involved with those three mitzvahs. According to us, it could be Tzvei Halach. Number three. I wanted to go again. I never got, because we weren't able to say it exactly well. The way the Mordechai was understood by the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, which he said was similar to the Svara of the Dovah Meravava. Recall that there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, in Shinai and Hei and Shin Tzadi Tes, in the case in which you're trying to quickly get the Avelis to begin before Yontif, so that at the beginning of Avelis could be cancelled, the Shiva could be cancelled by the beginning of Yontif. Because if you don't make it, you end up in a very difficult situation emotionally and logistically of having a Shiva start a week after the Patira, after Pesach or Sukkot is over. I even told you a personal family situation that I experienced. What exactly is the Mordechai saying for those who have Gemara? Let's open the Gemara. Let's look again in the text, in the text of the Mordechai. See the two phrases and how the different Sofrim understood the two phrases. I don't think I got it exactly right yesterday. Was it tough, huh? Tough, I involve. He's talking about this exact case, that you have an hour before Yontif, it's a bottle and a gzera shiva. I feel like kavru yisrael el misaru la'akam l'kol v'lef nekniz v'regel. Case one. Case two. O shishigru l'ir acheres l'kol v'ro v'nizkasa me'enei ha'mitablim sh'achas Lifnei Regal. Again, in both cases, the Shiva's book. Question is, why is there one case and a second case? Now, we know, generally speaking, the Ramban said that if it's close to home, you're not misyash. So therefore, this does not apply when you begin the Avelis early. If it's further from home, a different place, then we do begin the Avelis earlier. So since that Svara is accepted by everybody, at least that it's logically so, why did the Mordechai find it necessary to quote both cases? He said the first case presumably is B'toch Ha'ir, and the second case is Chutzlir, the Kal V'Chomer. If B'toch Ha'ir, we say that the Avelis begins and the Shivanai is not called by Yontif, Kal V'Chomer, Chutzlir. So the Divrei Sofrim understands, it means as follows. If it is within the city or near, very close to the city, which is the Resha, then we say the Mitzvah Akam works the Kovro, let's make these as a regular. You gave it to them to bury before Yontif. They'll make it or they won't make it. If they won't make it before Yontif, they'll at least make it on Yontif. It's just nearby. So I mean, just in that kind of a case, he paskins at least an Erev Yontif. We say that the Avelis begin. The other case has to be a case where you don't have that factor. Shigru l'hiracheres the Kovro. But when it's a kavura, it doesn't say. Here, Mr. Rule lack on the cover of the Nekisa Rego. So it's an unclear phrase. was it the hanging phrase? Is it Mr. Ruh's Nekdis Aregel? Or he gave it the cover of Nekdis Aregel? So even if it only means Mr. Ruh, but it's so close, it's only a bar that you're going to hope that the guy will be able to do the Kavura before Yantif begins. After all, it's so close, it's only a bar. You can't take a chance, get stuck in Michal Yantif. That's why you have to appoint guy to do what you would normally do by yourself. But it's going to be buried on Yantif. Whereas, the second case, he assumes the bear is going to be after Yantif, with the Chalamari. That kind of a case. The only reason why the Avelis begins right away is because it's the Makom Acher. But let's say, I was giving an example, the story I told you last week, yesterday. Just change the facts a little bit. Someone's Nifter of Pesach, Mamish, a few hours before Yantif. Not enough time to do a local Kavura. The cemetery is closed, 5 o'clock, sometimes even 4 o'clock. The person passes away, 3 o'clock, on Erev Yontif, on Erev Pesach, on a Wednesday. The same problem. You can't get the cemetery open today, nor tomorrow, nor the next day, nor the next day. They're closed on Saturdays and Jewish holidays, big signs. So the first time Louis can do the Kavura is going to be on Sunday, second day Chol HaMoed. So according to what we're saying now, the trick wouldn't work. You give it a Louis. I want you to bury this person as soon as the cemetery opens, as fast as you can. He says, Rabbi, it's not open until 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. Well, whatever, the first time possible. And it's the cemetery is in the same city, in Long Island somewhere. In that kind of a case, on Yer Zaiti, based on what we're saying now, the Avelis would not begin until after Pesach. And the only reason why the quote-unquote work in our situation we spoke about is because of Medina Acher. That's what I think he means, that it's along the lines, not identical to, but along the lines of the Svar of the Dogma Meribov. That is comment number 3 for today. Comment number 4 and 5 are sort of throwbacks to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. And I didn't mention it in the past because I just didn't, I guess I really should have, but I don't want to complicate matters further, but Talmidim came to me. And so I will confess that I had seen this earlier in the same different Sofrim, 2 important points. I'm bringing it to your attention now. Number one, in his Bir Halacha, under the Shpinim of Shin HaMalach, he points out a lesson of the Ramban that says that when Rabbi Natan's story, and they told Rabbi Natan about his sister had passed away, so we have in Tosfos in the Rosh, Rabbi Natan was, far away. Doesn't say how far away. You get this impression, who knows how far, very, very far. However, when the Ramban quotes exactly the same story from page Ayin, I think it was on the Mamre Kol, if I'm not mistaken, in the Lashon, they told her brother Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam, say, Dar b'makom karav misham. It was nearby. What's nearby? Why nearby? So the Bir Halacha suggests to Svara that only because it's nearby was the Rabbeinu Tam say there's no one in it, so the Rosh obviously is nearby. But if it would be far away, it would be different. And therefore, we had to remember we had a raya from the Rosh, we passed tonight, that it needed to exist against Rav Rafal, like the Nativ, no raya, you see rights over there. Because there's a distinction between a fairly close place, the Makom Karov Misham, and a far away place, 1,000 miles away, getting a telegram or a telegraph, Vilograv, as they called it. So that could be a possible distinction. Before analyzing that, I want to add comment, we'll call it number 5, which is related, we'll see soon. And that is that someone came to me yesterday and said, wait a minute, it should depend upon whether you're able to get to the Leviah or not. There's no such thing, you're far away, you don't want to go, but could you go if you want? So I saw in the paper in the B'divrei Sofrim, quoting the Emek Dover, if quoting Nun Beis, that such a svara exists. Namely, if I could have reached Leviah and I decided not to, I have a status of aninus. If I'm so far away that if I just took the next horse, car, train, plane, whatever it may be, I'm not going to come on time for anything. I'll miss the Leviah. They're not going to wait for me. Then it would be different. Then perhaps I'm able to begin right away. Except in that same Sukkot, he says, well, the Marsham didn't hold this way. Because the Marsham brought a riot from Shinai and Hay. The case of the people who have been mulava, the mace, and they turned back. So you see clearly in their case, he could have gone along, could have made it, he was right there with the mace, and then it didn't the same nonetheless. The Masham, as the Velas begins, even in a case where he could have reached the Leviah on time if had he so desired. Oh,
who are suggesting that the Marsham said that. But okay, well, we can make a compromise to this effect. But maybe, again, if you could reach it on time, then you have a status of an image, you decide not to go. But if you cannot reach it on time, then the Avera is said right away. If you look at Rav Moshe's Shuvis, not the one in the Mount Mechaimus, he even uses an expression there, I think it's Reish and Beis, I'm not sure exactly. Do you have any good Moshe? Does anyone have any good Moshe or Day Alice here? She was floating around on the shelf, so they blew him. So he has an expression that, you know, look, if you could reach it, so you should reach it. If you could make it, but he doesn't use the word could in terms of what you, is it physically possible? His expression there, if I'm not mistaken, is what's normally done. If it's a normal thing for a person to take such a trip, then you have a status of anemus, you know, because you should really be making the trip, and even though you're not doing it, so you shouldn't be doing mitzvahs and things because of kvod shel meis, because the possibility exists, not only a possibility, but what word to use? I'll read you the Hebrew and then we'll see. No. Reish and Gimel. Excuse me, Reish and Gimel. Nishalti, look at this. Yedidi Rava Gona Rav Naftali Kalabach Shlita. I don't know if anyone knows about Kalabach, knows who that is. Avi Rav Shlema. Okay. That people died in Belgium and some took an aeroplane. Okay. To be by the Kavur. Others stayed behind in America. And the Kavur is not going to take place until those who come with the aeroplane will reach there. When did the people staying behind start the Avela? He said, they start right away. Right away. They start right away. I ain't a Yodim, the method we spoke about yesterday. The ain't a Yodim, I hear he knows. He's going to find out with a phone call. It doesn't mean it. Any other just means it's far enough away that you can't be expected to follow along. Hushir lahachshiv mokum rochuk. Look at the behetes of Kot Nalas. The mokum karve, and it's out of the Yomalem shenikbar. Of course, the shaks of Kot Nalas. Okay. Umikan le medinas Belgia. Umokam rochuk tuvo. Listen. Velo motzi klal sheyisu mikan mesham lios etel akvur. And therefore you begin right away. You get a slight impression from Rav Moshe that if it's a common thing for people to fly there, for, you know, to go there, well, you can argue. I don't know. Where do you draw the line? Someone passes away in New York, and the kvur will be, I don't know, in Philadelphia, it'll be in Boston, or whatever, Baltimore. Where do you draw the line? And what's muscle? People, you know, the teacher, I think from New York, people go all the time to these cities all the time for these kinds of situations. But to travel to Belgium, but there is a stroll, although it happens, it's not so common. So I get an impression from Moshe that if it's a common thing, then you get on a plane. What are you doing here? If it's uncommon, then you can't be expected to, and the avails will begin immediately. This is an expression I have from Rav Moshe, Simon, Reish, Nun, Gimel. Getting back to what we said before, we made two horas. One was the Kor of Rokok, and one was the idea of what is expected to go or not. It could be like this, that, I want to say another thing. This is the point that they finished yesterday. That although the other Rishonim don't say Kor as the Ramban did, but L'chor al-Korchenim, it has to be Kor. How far can it be, right? They didn't have telegrams and telephones, and they had no communication. They told him in a time that his sister had died, she wasn't there yet. So where was it? It wasn't in America. How far could it have been? You know, the distances in those days, he went from one town in France to another town in France. How far could it have been? So it's very possible that in effect, Hainuha, if Rabbi Natan is told that his sister died, if he would have gotten on the fastest horse, he might have been able to reach it. It could be these two are related to each other, that the Karav and you could be Epshalah Hagia, these two kinds of Ha'orot may actually come together. So that's a possible Pshara within the Machlokas in the Tiv and Rav Fol. Remember, in their case, presumably you couldn't get there on time. So in their case, you couldn't get there on time. So we can say that maybe in that kind of a case, the Avela should begin right away. Opinion of Rav Fol. But in the case that you can get there on time, and you just decide not to, that's absolutely the Tiv is right. I want to say one more thing. I said at the beginning that the whole Machlokas may be bustled in the Vutl, because the quarter of Rafal, because there's not a day of phones, and it's asking on the telephone, then the Tiv seems to concede that that's considered in the category of Mr. Rula Katam. He himself has his private shita after the handoff. But that's a das yochid. No one accepts that I know about. So once I accept that, the course should make a difference if I'm handling with the Chavir Kadisha from 2 feet away, or I'm handling on the phone, the Chavir. So the Chavir came across the Nativ shita that you're an O name until the kvura may no longer exist, that now there's a misasek on the telephone. So therefore, what should you be? An onen while you're misasek, and an oval thereafter. Should you decide to take that option, that's another kunst of the nesid. If you want to take it, if you don't want to take it, then you don't have to take it. So you can wait 3 hours. Oh, now it's before the shkia. Now I'm going to take it. That's the impression you get from the nesid. Whenever I walk, it's not even a time for disaster. You have a takonah, I can take it or leave it. And if I want to take it later, it sounds like you would be okay. Rav Soloveitchik said, his Chiddush from his father, Rav Moshe Zal, that you have a time for disaster. They asked him, what do you do about the machloekas, your grandfather, your great-grandfather? So you follow the cool of the boat. You start late, like the Avelis late, like the prince in the big baritone, I'm pretty sure. You start late, like my grandfather, like my great-grandfather that it did. And you end early, like my grandfather ever fall. You only have 6 days. That's a wild one. You can have a time to the sassi, because the halakha didn't make a bubble. Face upon a Ramban, or you have to change. We'll get to it. But that's, here, according to the way I read in the Tziv, you don't have to come on to any time to the sassi. He learns the idea of Mr. Rula Katav as a bonus they gave you. Mishach Tira Pneim as a bonus. So you have a bonus. Do you want to take it? You don't want to take it? Somebody can take it? I don't want it. I changed my mind. I want it. Then I tie to the sashes. I can wait 3 hours, and before shkia, okay, I want it now. Take off your shoes. The same day of shiva, and for the 3 hours you were taking, you were in the pool. I mean, I don't understand. You know, so I think that it's different. So what we're saying now, that with his asking of the telephone, kudom achlokas, that we're talking so much about his bottle of mavut, because if before would agree that you're on an inus as long as you're on the telephone, that's for sure. So it could be, but we're talking about the love of the machlokas in the pre-telephonic era. I think that's what we're saying, that these distinctions could be meaningful. That's comment number five, four or five. Number six, yes, Yudha. To the contrary, the Ben Atam said, I can eat lots of Yayin even though I can reach the city. The Russians, you're wrong. But if you couldn't reach the city, the Russians could see that it's right. Because they passed out the rush, yes. One man's rocha is the other man's korov. You know, it all depends on how far you are. Next, there are more in Shin Mem Aleph. Allah talks about there's no interesting. Oh, I want to show up this. Our first Tahara in Shulchan Aruch. Open up, please. The whole shiur is based on Shulchan Aruch today. If you're on the Shulchan Aruch today, you're basically out of business. So please get a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. If you don't have your own, look at someone else. You have to have a Shulchan Aruch. You're a day of Gimel. If you don't have your own, get somebody else's, or maybe one of the shelves somewhere. The whole thing is these old Tzitzit Shuvahs today. We have to have it in front of you. So before we get that, we still have Haara number six, based upon yesterday's shiur, which is Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph. Do we have a picture of the school? I don't know. Oh. Thank you very much. Everybody has it? An interesting Ramah. There are more rights in Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph who muto leilach lebeis haKnesses va'as v'chol ein bo yisur. He's talking about Shabbos. Even during the week, the all name before the kfura can go to shul, like me'acha she'asol espalel, you can't daven mayatasho. What are you going to do there? A strange Ramah. As you know, it's technically speaking, I can't prohibit it because you can't daven anyway, so why bother going? Oh, somebody asked me a shayla. We spoke earlier this week about the Ramah and says, hey, where the Ramah writes, and if you look in the smack and I go smack, you get an impression, and the kitchen should not pass with the hedgehog. It's only mutter to leave your house. It's okay, I'm amazed. How do you explain this Ramah here earlier in Sif Aleph? There's no point to go to shul. We can go anyway. What do you mean go anyway? So I'm going to go to Torah Chemes. You see that the kitzah is wrong. The Chorim from this Ramah. You can go on, it even serves no function. So the Chorim, the answer, if the kitzah is to be right, A, he may be wrong. So I'll explain Sif Aleph. And if he's right, you have to say that Sif Aleph is Aliba da Machaber, and Sif He is only a V'yeshamer. V'yeshamer da Asa Brachitza V'sich, etc. But here in Sif Aleph, still going with the Shita Tarash, that all Yisuri Avelos do not begin until after the Kvura. So there's no issue. There's no issue whatsoever because it's before the Kvura. And when he says later on, V'yashal means he's to be cholik on the Mechabah. Okay, I want to bring a shtickle riot to the Aruch HaShulchan and against the Chassam Sofer. After Ramah V'yashal meant to argue, not to explain, from precisely this Ramah and Sif Aleph, who's matter for no reason whatsoever. Again, assuming the kitzur is right, that it's a faith only matter le sorek. It's interesting. It was an attempt to give a different tarot. An interesting attempt in the Darkei Moshe, here in Siman Shin Mem Aleph Sifkotin Beis. Remember, who's the author of this? The Kolbo, correct? You see in parentheses? Kolbo? So the Kolbo says this. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Kolbo, who says, the owner goes to shul, right? Goes to shul, and they daven a regular davening. So the Beis Yosef, any other day, you ever call the Beis Knesset? Kevin Shenem is fellow. What are you going for? Says the Mishdaki Moshe Beis, no. The Kolbo holds like Rashi. That ain't no misfalo, ain't no kor krishma means you don't have to say krishma. But there is no iser. So he's a drama mashita too. So the Kolbo, he thinks, holds that way. So therefore, he went to shul to daven. He didn't have to daven. So he went to daven. That's what he's doing in shul. Oh, great teretz, right? But the problem is in the footnotes here. These new footnotes are saying, you know, look on the Kolbo, he says, he claims the Kolbo holds that ain't no mavarach means like the sovereign. The Dark Emotion is going to give a valiant effort of a terrorist, assuming that the Kolbo is like Rashnam against the Rav Poskim, but the problem is the Kolbo himself holding the Rav Poskim, the Rishonim, as an incident to the Mitzvah. So that terrorist fizzles. So the Divrei Sofim in the footnote, Reish Nun Dalid, has another suggestion. He says, now you want to say Kaddish? He can't daven, but an onus can say Kaddish. No, can he not? Can he not say Kaddish? So he says like this. The machlokas, the taz, and the shach, the kudas, the ketz, the shinai, and vav, does an onus say Kaddish before the kvura? The most common case is Shabbos. Someone passed away on Friday, the kvura is on Sunday. Do you say Kaddish at Shabbos or not? The taz says yes, and the shach and the kudas says no. We'll get to it later. And the taz, shinai, and vav, and the sukkot, and dalas. The Shachim Kuzet argue. So we can say, hey, oh, he went to shul to say Kaddish. So on the one hand we say, oh, that's a gewaldig upshot within the Kolbo. On the other hand, since nobody has said upshot, maybe they all held up the Shach. That's the end of back and forth on this matter. Okay? That's comment number six. Seventh and final, I have to retract what I said yesterday. There's a real Ha'ara on top of Ha'ara. We had the idea of Yomisa Kvura as an expression found in the Ramban, as a perhaps a raya that maybe he's really he's accepting the Rambam as an alternative position, which is legitimate. So it was pointed out to me that even the poskim who are unequivocally following the Gaonim at the Misa, it triggers the Avela, still use the expression Yom Misa Kvura. You must understand it's Yom Misa Kvura in opposition, in contrast to Yom Kvura only, which is not Yom Misa. But not in opposition to Yom Misa only, which is not Yom Kvura. Then the Avelis would be Chavid, all right. That's all the footnotes for yesterday's Shia. Now we start about the Siyata B'Shemaya, today's Shia. How far are we? Okay. Now we start today's Shia. Today's Shia ought to begin with something I told you before, not politically correct. But no matter, we have to approach everything on face value and on its merit. I mentioned to you, Rabotai, I asked you to see this, a Ramban in Torah Sa'odom. Okay, a Ramban in Torah Sa'odom, page Ayin Beis. So first he said something which shook me up. I believe that one of the first things he mentioned during this man was that the word Onain, in this context, we see time and time and time again, it's purely a figure of speech. There's no connection whatsoever. The Aninus in the Torah form, Lo Achalti Ba'onim Imenu, by my Sassanian Kutchim, on the one hand, and the word Aninus, which is used by the Mepharshim to mean Mishamesa Mutlafanim, on the other hand. One goes from the Misa until the Kvura, one goes from the Misa until Shkia, and the Kvura could be before Shkia, it could be after Shkia. They just get two different times, two different dinim, two different everything. Look at this Ramban over here, on page Ayin Beis. Talking about a person who's in prison. A person in prison. So, if you're in prison, there's no status of anim. Okay, we had the shalach. You're in prison. The mason's in prison. Nothing to do. There's no Nisha Mesa but Lufan. Look what he says now. Fourth line. Vafilu Yechashu Ka'onanim Le'asa B'Kotzim Ma'isa Sheini Afilu Yishamonis Kazer Afal Pikei and Asa B'Basa V'Yayim. And he explains. You'll be the Mu'tar B'Basa V'Yayim Akara Kvura Afal Pisha Tzir B'Kotzim Ma'isa Sheini Kolayam Kolayam Minatar V'Tamanis Filo Nipaz V'Kvurasa. What's he saying over here? There's all the quotation of that same Shiva from the Riyaz Zake, right? Ad kan divir of Rabbi Gadol Zah. What's he saying? We're not filu yei chashu ka'onim le'osu b'chashim ha'shem. You have something about it? You, the Riyaz Zake and the Rabbi Gadol, right? The Rabbi Gadol Zah was referred to earlier. A Rabbi Gadol Yitzchak Tzafati Yadua Balatayshu Zah. A lot of titles. He's in the Supik in the Shaila. But it's someone who lost the relatives and he's in jail, the relatives in jail, that he's the owner of the Osir B'Kotzim of Ma'aseh Sheini? Really? Because we said on the first day, he's the father of Osir B'Kotzim of Ma'aseh Sheini. Who cares that you can't perform the Kvura because you're in jail, he's in jail? The difference. The Misa as such triggers the status and it goes to Shkia, irrespective of any Mutal Lafan of status concerning the Kvura. No? I was shaken up by this. What kind of topic is this? I think someone else told me it's the lashon of the smag, it's the lashon of the tayfus. You get the impression that this absolute wedge, which Rav Soloveitchik insisted on, between Misha Meisim Lefanim on one hand, which you call Aninus, and real Aninus on the other hand, is not as firmly in place as we'd like to think. There are some people who are somehow linking the two, not only in terminology, which is just a convenience, but perhaps even in concept somewhat. I find it very difficult to understand. Because I just knocked somebody out by the road. I can't believe it. It's interesting. The Divrei Sofrim in the Bi'ur Halacha, Sif Aleph, quote of Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, who says, Avada, that if he's in jail, your author, the Kachim, and different kinds of anusin. I don't know. I'm going to read you the Russian that he calls over here. Forgive me for a moment. I'll open up. It's in, if you want to look it up later, it's in the Biur Halacha Sif Aleph. Vidine. Okay? Let's think. Oh, the first one. Shame, oh, that's a kotzwa, poskim, the simmons there. Oh, I was dancing. This is Dr. Zerub Shlomo Zalman. Same as my Rebbe. This is your word for word. It's a borrowed term. Could explain. Achilas Koshim is also Shabbat Miyantiv. Even in Beis HaTzurim, Bir HaCheres, Avada. The Gam Afal Gav, Shemuto Lahachil, Bosa V'yayin, L'misha Eno Yodea Shemes Olmeis. The Kongo Machilo Kotchin Varayasu. Yeah, we spoke about it a minute ago. A person's in here that a relative dies, and you want to give him meat, and you want to give him wine, and you want to take help take a shower, take a bath, even according to the Ramban, and whatever you want to do, even supposed to talk about Tashmish, and every possible take a shave, every Easter. He doesn't know about it? Gosh. What's the Machayel of Dinim of Aninus and Avelus? We know the idea. You have to know about it. But Easter Kotchin Varayasu, Shem Shabbat, no! It's an Easter Be'etzer. This is what Shlomo Zalman says in the opening line. Okay, so the Ramban still, you know, gives you pause, afilu. So, I don't know. The Ramban doesn't say about those that Shlomo Zalman has. I don't know. I just don't know for sure what to do with that Ramban. But now the next piece. This is very interesting. This is quite, again, the Riyaz Zogan speaking. He says, "Uvivnos hachosir adnitpas anasuhos." After all, lahakel mitam achir. Shrei ein mutzvah labonot hanesuos lekavro. Kevin sheyesh labonim yorshim. ואפילו לגבי כבוד האב וחיים אמינם, אין סיפוק ביות המלאסות כפי שרשות החיים עליהם. הגמור מסך בקידושין, דף למה נמדבי. What does that mean? Sounds like he's saying, believe it or not, just to say it's not politically correct. Sounds like he's saying that a married woman has nothing to worry about. No, she's never in a situation, she's never considered to be made some mutl the fun of. Why? What's really why? Just take care of the husband, that's why. That's what it says. Unbelievable. Here's the not PC comment that is found over here in the Birur Halacha. Okay. Torah Sa'ad, any quotes? Look at this question. Somewhere. Can I find it? It's here somewhere. I just write this case now at this minute. We write that a woman who is married and is busy taking care of her husband is considered as if she's betfisa. She's in jail. That's the expression that I thought was quite striking. No, someone who has a copy of this should see if I'm remembering correctly. Right, I just don't see that language. I thought I had seen before. No, Rabbi Shai, what do you say? Is a married woman in jail? Now he goes further than that. Look how far he was willing to go. Listen carefully. Even if a husband is a kind sort and gives her permission to stop serving him and to take care of the father who just died, look, he said, you think the also chosid that the Rabban is talking about, that in that case, that their husbands, the sons-in-law, the great chosid, didn't give their wives rishus to take care of their father, of course they gave a shush. But it doesn't make a difference. It's like someone else coming. It's like a stranger volunteers to be in Chevra Kedisha. That's not an one. It has to be incumbent upon you. And it's not incumbent upon a married woman that if the husband has to be a nice guy and let them go, give them a day off. You know, even a guy in the kitchen gets a day off. So give them a day off to take care of their father, but that's just the tool of the bubble. But they didn't have to. This is the kind of a sprach we find over here in this Birur Halach. Then what about a single woman? No, she has to take care of her father. That's it. But women are not active. As well, Enoch Inami says, if you hold this far of Yisra Maso, others are always taking care of it, the men, so maybe she should be chayvim. But maybe the quota should apply. This is what he says. In my humble opinion, all this is very beautiful in theory, but has nothing to do with the reality, at least in New York. I'm not sure he comes from the Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak, don't know what happens over there. Here, I think the whole thing is botul umavotul. Why? What's this idea? Isha and the Suez, Rishut HaCherem, what does it say this? Yeah, Ish, Imo V'Yamav Tiro, Ish V'Lo Isha, more darshan. What's it all about? It means that in the society which the Torah is describing, the woman who was married was very meshuga to her husband, or many things that had to be taken care of, and she couldn't be busy herself taking care of her father. She was pushing too busy with the family. That's what it means. So look in the Midrashi, and Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. That's what we explain. Even the Maharali Prat has a different shot in the Goraye, but pull down basically the same thing. That it was very meshubah to the husband, and it was not to be expected that she should be able to listen to her father or to obey her father or to take care of her father. And therefore what? But the real love this is that since your father is making a request of you, which is unrealistic, it's not to be expected. It's not binding upon you. That's Chatan Ramah Shaduchim, the famous Ramah Shaduchim. The Ramah says you're up to your parents. Why? For the three reasons. The last reason, the real reason is that, based upon a Ma'arik, some say means you don't have to obey a parent ever. It's not true, you have to obey a parent. But it has to be a reasonable request. And to tell someone not to marry the person that he or she wants is not a reasonable request. Usually. Sometimes it is, but usually not. And therefore, you don't have to obey. Here too, to expect the woman who's married and is totally preoccupied with taking care of her husband's needs to drop it and to take care of the father and leave the husband high and dry. Who's going to make him his tea? So then, that's unrealistic in those days. Punkt is all the way around completely. Nowadays, everyone understands that the woman who's busy has some situation of a personal nature, even much less significant than that of the father dying, they understand very well she's going to take care of a situation, and that's considered to be normal. If the husband says no, the husband's being unreasonable in today's terms. So Lania's daiti, these dinim, don't, if they ever apply, I don't know if they ever did it ever, but they still don't apply today. Even as far as we said, if New Year is concerned, that women don't get involved. That's not, still not true. That even if it's the East of our soul, nowadays women are on the phone the same as men. They're tumbling on it. Not exactly the same in some circles, but certainly to a significant enough extent that the status of anemis would be calling them, according to both days within the Yerushalm. Okay? That's what I wanted to point out to you. This hour. Seven found a lotion. Anyone find it yet? Yeah, I made it up. Okay, so that could be Haro 1 tomorrow. If someone finds it, you'll see that non-PC expression in this the Sefer Divrei Torah. Let us continue, Rabbos. That's Haro number 1 for what I call today's Shia. Now we go to the next one. Today's all Haro. Yes, we had a discussion of the expression sound of the Gemara. Rabbos said there's always pay to start with the Gemara. So let's start with the Gemara called Gimel Amud Beis. All right, if you don't mind, called Gimel Amud Beis. Here the expression is found in Brochus as well. It comes from the Sechus Brochus. What does it say? It says, on the third wide line, Ein mevorech v'ein mezamein, v'ein mevorechen olav, v'ein mezamein olav. Four expressions. Okay, so Tosfos talks about it a little bit over here in the bottom Tosfos. We sort of glossed over it last time. He didn't want to get involved in it because it wasn't the more important thing to talk about at the time. Let's just see briefly over here. What does Rashi say? What does it mean, Mevorachim? Birchas HaMotzi. Le'mezamnin, Birchas HaMotzi. He wants to know, what do you mean by HaMotzi? Ain't Mevorachim Olah? Faizimun, Mazim, it means Tzirim. But HaMotzi, you're never supposed to have one verse to make a bracha for another. He says, well, you can't say Mevorach Shachal Mishalo. That's what I mean by Mevorach. The Zimun has two parts. The word Mevorach Shachal Mishalo, and actually the old days Zimun, one made a bracha for everybody. Those are the two things that have nothing to do with HaMotzi. That's what Tosfos suggests. Fine. Then he goes to Rashi, and Mevorach Mishalo, Mevorach Mishalo, Mevorach Mishalo, you're allowed to, but we're really not allowed to. That we already spoke about earlier. Fine. The Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash, that I asked you to see, in Masechta Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalit, says as follows. Eino Mevorach means you're not Mevorach for others. But for yourself, you have to make a bracha. See what's going on? The Rash says, you have, only wants to have a piece of cake, he has to make a bracha. I mean, him is honest. Rebbeinu Shalom, how can it be? Eino Mevorach. No, it's Eino Mevorach L'Acheret. How come? Only it's part of me call a mitzvah. The teretz is who? You know the teretz. Raise your hand. What's the teretz in this question? Yeah. Ooh, wah. Also lehonos me'olam azeh below bracha. So it's an iser. An only may not commit an iser. He's only allowed to part of me call a mitzvah. No. So what's the type of shot and everybody else except who argues with the Rash? Raise your hand. Yes. There's an iser. If you're mevatel the chiyuv, that's an iser. That's a machlokes between the Rash and the other Rishonim. Which is it? Is a pshat that there's an iser intrinsically to the animal of bracha? No. If the halacha demands you make a bracha and you're mevatel that chiyuv, then there's an Isser. I had a Rosh Shikla on this one. The Kolbo is like the Rosh. The Kolbo happens to hold that an Onen makes a bracha because of this presumed Isser, which is an independent Isser. I found another Kolbo in I think it's Akiv Beis and Masechta Brachos, if I'm not mistaken, is there a Marabi Kivega, is there a Marasha? What do you do if there's a Suffolk, or do you have to make a bracha on that? What do you do? So we pass and you don't make a bracha. I think that the Kolbo is thought as passing, you do make a bracha. Kolbo, I said the Kolbo is what she tells us. If you hold that the Easter Lehen HaLehonot, because it's a Chiyuv, because the Suffolk is a Chiyuv, the Suffolk Chiyuv is a Suffolk bracha of Lahakel. The same as you say by Birkas HaRoa or something like that. And Mela, the Suffolk bracha of Lahakel, there's no Chiyuv, and Mela is no Easter. But the Kolbo that she tells us in her own name has to make a bracha at the Raj, with an independent Easter. So the Mela is a Suffolk, whether you like to eat a piece of candy, you can't eat it, it's to make a bracha. The Mela, you make a bracha. Interesting, these are all side points I got here. Oralach. Fine. Here again, Ashayla Netilas Yadayim. Again, Ashayla. Netilas Yadayim. The Pesachei Tshuva talks about it. We're in Pesachei Tshuva country. Everyone open up. Let's take a look in Pesachei Tshuva. You'll have to help me find everything. I'm sure it's all here. The question, where? Where is Netilas Yadayim? Which Tefkotin is it? Dalit? Chayev and Netilas Yadayim, Be'mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, and that's Chamuda Daniel, and the Pesach Shuvah is a Tzorach Iyan Bezer. And the Birka Yosef says, Yechayev and Netilas Yadayim, Zeyer Mishum Tzorach Truma. No, it's a Chanisari without Netilas Yadayim. An Isser. Well, don't make a bracha. I don't know bracha. That's not a pshar, no bracha. Bracha is not an Isser. Bracha is a mitzvah. L'aniyaz Daiti, Yepata completely. You're potter completely from the Tila Tidayim. Why you potter from the Tila Tidayim? Why? Same business. They made a takana of the Tila Tidayim. Maybe there was a history of structure, but there's no truma with one of that. There's no Isser. Now it's only a takana. Maybe there was a background, was the historical background had to do with the structure. But nowadays, it's purely a matter of takana of chachamim and an onan is potter. Let's go further than that. What about Netilas Yadayim in the morning when you wake up? So I saw in the Divrei Sofim, he talks about it, and he says in the Emek Dover, Sifkotin, Pei Tes, Avari after, Ruach Ra, whoa, see the Ruach Ra takes a vacation, the demons are off, oh, they all get a day off, the demons get a day off because the guy is Nebuchin Arelus, they're a week off, nah, they're I'm talking here about the Anina situation. You think that they're off? You have to wash three times during Aninas because they're the demons. Nope. Then he goes to Mayim Achronim. We just had Mayim Achronim. Kaval, Melach Tomis, Shavani Shalala. You go blind. It's a Chanisa. Not supposed to become blind. The answer I've always said is, B'zman HaZed is no more Melach Tomis. Toys says the Beferish. And Toys is the only, you never need Mayim Achronim. Even though they do, it's a takonas chazal, pshesh adav rishon minyan, whatever you want to say, it's chadishtem, whatever it is, al pizoah, whatever it may be, but it's not, and there's no takon anymore, and therefore, I think that the onen should not wash my machron, the pashtas, as man hazeh. And for that same reason, it says in Svarim, that the ruach ra went out of business. The chassidim said, I'm going to put him out of business, others say he never existed, whatever, but we don't have anymore, these phenomena, you describe in the Gemara, and you touch this, this house doesn't happen. So it says already in the Tosfos Yotzeh, for sure they talk about it, the Shkana Matzvoy, whatever it may be. LMI, we still do it. It's a Teretz Takana, those doesn't even come well. But a Takana, an owner, it's part of Vaita. The Pesachei Tshuva of Kotten Zion says, the apostle from our state, not from our state. That's obvious. The Psicha Kolelis of the Prima Gozim, he says, Onen ve'erev Pesach, mechatzos, aseret hashvisu, b'cholomoy, lazer bal yiroa, ein muzer aleh. Wow! Because over a lot of bal yiroa, that doesn't bother me. Let's say somebody, the guy had comments, I don't know what happened. So, we spoke about a case earlier. Someone died erev Pesach. He's so tumult since he's running and hearing and meanwhile he has comments in his house. Shouldn't even bother. I have a lav d'oraisa bal yiroa, yeah, but it's a shevi al tas. A shevi al tas. No. So what'll happen? what will happen in a case where there's a psakiyah ma'aseh, right? But you violate it by doing something. For example, a tiny sibber. Does an owner have to fast on a tiny sibber? You like Yom Kippur, maybe it says a kiyah ma'aseh. Does he have to fast on a tiny sibber, the owner? You don't like Yom Kippur anyway, the owner. The owner has to fast Tisha B'Av. Here we go, coming up. Khalil, that's tough pass, that's better. Shivasa B'Tamuz was a terrible story. One of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva was his nifter on Shivasa B'Tamuz. Right? So I wonder what they passed him. I have to give a call. The members of the family arrived late Baltimore Rosh Hashimah's Atal. We mentioned Baltimore yesterday. The Tziv Rosh Hashimah to Baltimore over 100 years ago. So the Baruch Hashem, still here of Envy Yisrael, thanks to Rav Ruderman's Atal, Rabbi Weinberg's Atal, Mr. Shem, Rabbi Hemshel with the new Rosh Yeshiva Shalita, whoever they may be. So what happened? Did they fast the owner of Shivasa B'Tamuz or didn't they? When the Shiva's still going on, this just happened last week. Did they fast or not? So I need a side to Sukkah. Tough ref, Reish Mem, Tiv Kot, and your test. We have it over here. We'll come back to the Kuryakov a little bit later. There's a discussion in the result of Tiv Kot and Kot, and the old man served as a standing. I thought the answer was yes. He said the answer is no. Why? It's to be a tzaddik. You tell me where. Show me. It's to be a tzaddik. Where? Show me. Show me. The kibbutz to be a tzaddik. I said, you know, it's an Indian to be a tzaddik. It's an Indian here of his bayach, and to get rich, whatever happened to you. But it's not a formal mitzvah. Elamai, it's a good deed. Yeah, but an owner can't do a good deed. Can you imagine? I'll give you a false scenario. There are two owners at the table, or an owner and an owner at the table, and so it's pass the salt. Gemilas chasadim, we can't do it. What do you say about that? Doesn't make sense. Sorry, it's partly from the formal mistress. It's not partly from Gemilas chasadim. Is it also the pass the salt? Is it also a partly? Maybe Itaka is, but there's no issue to pass the salt. It's not like putting on film, or not like shaking a lulav. I just want to point out, I think a tzaddik is an Indian. Okay. Now, here's another interesting thing. The Pesachet Shuvah and the Vav. Look at this one now. Look at this one now. Mi shehizkel l'spal l'likra shma v'na'at ha'onen piso yigmar v'lo yaptik kevan d'hor d'onen lo yikra shma v'yispal l'rak v'te rabbonim. I had this case, Mamish, I had it in my shul. Unfortunately, the person was very sick, very serious illness. He was at home, and it was a terminal situation. And it was, I remember it was Hanukkah, and his son, you know, saw his bed. He quickly put on his children and started to daven. I think she was davening Shmoneh Esrei. And all of a sudden, he gets in the other room in the house, screams. No, screams. People scream. A lot of people scream. People scream. So he finished the Shmoneh Esrei. And then, as soon as he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he went into the room, he saw Nebuchadnezzar, his father, passed away. So I think it was within his rights, screaming. Then Mochius know what the scream was about. He can interpret the scream. He doesn't believe it. He could have screamed, he took a turn for the worst. I don't know anything. He didn't know. So he finished. And it was a very good case there. We did the Kavura that day, and he came out. He didn't miss a davening. No, it's nothing. He finished Shachas, and then early in the morning when that thing happened, the crew was that day, and he came back to have a mincha before the Shkia. It was done yekish, the way it's supposed to be done. No, I learned some ways. We'll try to talk about that as we go. But what happened? Nebuch, he's in the middle of Shmuel, they say, excuse me, your father died. No, there was nothing to imagination. What do you do then? He asked me, what would have been the din in that guy? What would have been the din if I would have known? Well, that's maybe I really did know what the scream. What do you do then? The Tshuva Vav says, finish. Because he says the Rabbanim, so he could finish. No. So if you're talking about the Pesach, also the Mitzvah, Potem, and the Mitzvah, so he started this Mitzvah first, it's the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. As far as the Isser, he says the Rabbanim. Yeah. So here's an interesting thing. He quotes something fascinating that's a different story. Maybe, you know, we daven, we make achonis. Let's say we're davening mincha, okay? So before mincha, he put on his jacket, maybe his hat, maybe his gartel, whatever he's putting on, achonis to mincha. And then, it says, here's his father died. So if up to me, I would say, what? Avadi can't daven mincha. not so simple. Not so simple. There's a rush, I answer to see. So we have Gemara's open, and we have Shulchan Aruch open. So let's first see the Gemara, the rush in Simen Samech Ches. Samech Ches and the rush. What does it say there? Whoops. My Gemara does not have Samech Ches. You have that same thing in your Gemara? The same Gemara page printed twice? Yeah. How do you have it? Thank you very much. Thank you. A very short turn after we might get the zero. You don't mind, sir. Missing a page. Yushalmi, Karakamah the Shabbat. One line. Yoshav the Galeach Ubo Ramal Omeis Aviv Harez Emashna Mitrosho Echad HaMegaleach V'Echad HaMisgaleach. Very nice. Person is taking a haircut, and he finds out in the middle that the father died, that the relative died, he can finish it. So Rabbi Akiva, one second, look at Rabbi Akiva Eger and Simon Shin Sadi Siv Beis. That's what it didn't sound. Look what it says there. Amazing. The Machada calls it in. Shin Sadi Siv Beis. So the barber can finish, there's no other barber, but the person who has been cut can finish in any event, that's what it says. Says the Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yushalmi perakama de Shabbos mashma. The zeu chad shiura imahide katoni matnis and shom. Lo yeshe that they are sapper some of the mincha. You're not supposed to take a haircut before mincha. So I'm reading shom. Me'ema say as kolas is bores. Mishaniach ma pores ha pore ma birko. If you go to Baba, they put a little, what do they call that? Apron, that's the word. An apron on you. The minute they put the apron on you, you can, it's okay even though my mincha arrived. And it's okay even though you got a call, sorry, your relative died, the apron is on, finish the echo. Too late, Gloria. By the way, the garth was on, finish mincha. That's the mocker. If that's the mocker. What can I do? I would have said the Easter before mincha is different. Because what do you first put the Easter? You show me. What can I do? You saw me equate these two dinners. Others say you have to stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You have to stop in the middle of the bracha. That's what I would have said. But wait, what do you saw me in the Shemoneh? I don't know what to do. Yeah.
What do you saw me say? It could be that he started cutting.
No. Look up to your Shami. Look it up. Look up to your Shami. Look it up. Next, Rabbi Sai. The Bachacha. Yeah. I understand. That's correct. And the second smog is mashma. You cover the beard. You half a beard on, half a beard off, or something like that. That's true. But the Yerushalmi says the ferish for carrots. Give a look. I looked up the Yerushalmi Shabbos. It's there. Yeah. I don't know what smog came from what. I'm telling you what it says in the Yerushalmi. Look it up. If I'm wrong, we'll quote you tomorrow in the Haaretz. Right. The Bachacha. Oh, we're so far behind schedule. The Bachacha of our side. Come on. Eish, oh no, I have the wrong spelling. I need a Rakhim Aleph with the Bachat. Not everyone has them. Who has the one with it? Nobody has? Oh, the biggie. Unbelievable how big this. Thank you. Simon Reishchav Dalit talks about various Birchos or Roe. You see this. In this context, is a very fascinating discussion. The Eishel I brought from Bachash. Here we go. Onen shebol lekvaros v'yachas bimas gola shakal levaninos v'yoroi levorek ala kvarim birkos v'chaya amesim. It's a special bracha, you say, the Tana Shukhanov there. Ach v'ti ma shekatari bracha machir. Shem bracha nabrom. Shalol levorek mitzad shayapotem b'tchila v'stavah shalol levorek. Trek Shabbat by the Nus Payal Pata Milavarek. When you first came, you saw the cemetery, you were an owner, you were Pata to make the Bracha. V'yach HaKach, Harei Roh, Tov Lamed Yom. You only have some 30-day gap. V'en Bracha Chala HaKach. That's what he said. U'lechem Medume Sh'amilek Sh'koha Nechnosim Mameis Enim Milavarek. All of them. Gam K'she Nechnosim Rabbim Sh'en Lebit Tzorach Lehem Klal. Period. Oh, but did he say? Achirish Kodom. Honey, what's your question? Say out your question. The shayla, the shayla is not amazing. The Torah is shayla now. What's the shayla time? No, so I think he means that if I walk in, that this person is in the cemetery. If the first minute he forgot to make a bracha, so a minute passed, 5 minutes passed, he'd rather make a bracha. So no, I think he can make a bracha because it's within, if you were chayav mitzchilas tzriya, you didn't get around to it yet. But here you are part of mitzchilas tzriya. That's what the distinction which he's driving is. Welcome to the, I don't know. That's not a true gavra. So like, when we call the kamavarech, all the dayan ha'emes achat kfura. Ki kein tiknu chazal me'ikara. Lo shayach mizal lama shayach potem mitchila. Because that, dayan emes by definition, in this case, if someone died, to make dayan emes by definition, you were potem. Now here says, achidish neira. Have you been in a levaya, Barzai? Maybe no one's ever gone to a levaya, Baruch Hashem. People live forever in your community. Everybody in levaya, what do they do in the front of a levaya? They do the kriya, what do they say? Dayan emes, kaseid, every levaya, against the b'chat sharov. He says you can't make dayan emes until after the kvura. But he says, no one follows him. I never heard anyone to follow him. You heard? Anyway, they always say they go against him. Why? Why isn't he right? Why isn't he right? What's the answer about that? Why isn't he right? No? Why? The whole reason why also to do mitzvah is kvod hashem meis. And here we say it's a kvod hashem meis that the owner should get up and say, shri, die an emes, that's the ultimate kvod hashem meis. Take kriya, for example. The first in the Gemara, a person stands up in the relative body, rips kriya right away, gvalt is an oinen, puts him in a kriya. I mean, kriya with an iron. No one says that. The answer is because the kriya is exactly what you're supposed to do, the kavod hashem meis. You want to say a bracha on Stavazai on Kvaras that was in there for the last 60 years? That's now? No shaykhus, that's why you're possible. But Dayan Emes in Korea, you do right away. It's an interesting shayla comes up. It says in the famous Mishnah Bracha, the relative died, it was if it left $1 million. We have to make Dayan Emes and what else? Shechiyon, or Tova Mesa. Do you make that right away? I would have said, forget it. No way in the world. But the Chokhmah's Azam and Kufman Al Sitchin said, I got the impression, you make Dayan Emes right away against the Bachasha, and I got the impression there, you're making a Tova Meta Meshachiyon right away too. I mean, you got your million. That's the impression I received. I don't know, I've looked more carefully in the Lashon. Finally, because we're sort of out of time, I want to mention the Tzivkot and Rav and Tzivkot and Tshuva. We'll have to discuss Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll have to resume other related things. I think we may be all in Haaretz tomorrow also if we may not go. The Gemara Ksuba, which we may not get to, I'll try to get to at least the beginning. But the last thing is about Tzivkot Omen. He says that an Onan be made Tzivkot if you're an Onan and you're going to get out of the Yaninus before Shkia. So you say Tzivkot after the Kvura. But if you're going to be an Onan straight through, you can't without a bracha. What's the reason? It doesn't say a reason really. What's the reason? So the Amik Dov of Kufman Beis have two reasons. The Marshal says that the Psur Onan is not an absolute Psur. Not an absolute Psur. You can have cases where you can do a brisk meal on his son. He says, why? What's a special time? There too. A Shver Vor. Special means a special personal time. Special time, what's always Sukkot's also special time, you put it from Luluf. I don't understand what he's talking about exactly over there. But his main reason is that here, if you won't do it, you're going to miss many, many nights. And the fact that that's an issue. The fact that you'll miss that one night is going to pass too bad. You miss Lulav that day, you miss Kiddush Levon, they talk about. Too bad. But he's going to miss many nights. That itself is very unconvincing. Who cares if it's many nights? Nothing, you miss one night, you miss many nights. What's the difference? One or many should be the same thing. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes. And he gives his shot in Aruch HaShulchan, and I give you my shot in Aruch HaShulchan. Get the Aruch HaShulchan out of here. Aruch HaShulchan is in Sif Yud Zayin. Shit my mouth. Aruch HaShulchan says, the situation of Sira, she'ein al sofer pamach la yuchal lisa lebrocha kol yimei ha-sira yuchal lahagid ha-sira lahagid, look at our lashon lahagid ha-sira v'lo brocha u'kesipu dvarim b'yalmahu. What does that mean? So the divrei sofer shad in kuf mem ches e'im ezdov is as follows. The action is not necessarily a mitzvah, it counts to a mitzvah, because a mushroom. Can a Rebbetzin clean the house before Pesach? As a mitzvah v'dikas come? Yeah, clean the house without Pesach. Spring cleaning. So there's a neutral act which was given an act status of a mitzvah. Not like tefillin, which is only for a mitzvah. I think that's wacko. See you as a neutral act. Yeah, today is the fifth day of the Yom. Why? Yeah, it's cheaper to roll the fifth day of the Yom. Not for a mitzvah. What's going on over here? So the Emes, the Teres, I spoke about it at the Shia we gave earlier in the yeshiva, that the Shulchan I think means what I said, that you're saying another Shei Mitzvah. You're saying that they only to what we call them to maintain the continuity of the Sphira. Oh, time is up. Not to fulfill the Mitzvah. The same as the Sphira of Ayom and the Sphira of the before the Mitzvah of Plaga Mimcha and all the other cases we gave at that time. We'll stop here. Mr. Tamar will have more Ha'aretz. And whoever's leaving camp, have a safe trip. And let me know exactly who's leaving. Yeah. What about the 949 day? Right. Can't make it there. Right. You can. That's right. Yeah.
Why is it not the first?
Yeah.
Why is it any different than saying
you think that you can't pass the salt? You think you can't pass the salt? You really mean you can't pass the salt? Are you saying it for real? It's just like devil's advocate.
For real,
you can't pass the salt? Okay. I don't know what to agree. Okay, I thought I would agree that right. If you argue, I don't know how to think about it. I don't know. So it's not a place in the gloom of a mystery.
It is. This is a mystery.
Yeah, it's all.